Hi, parents.
Yep,
it's me again. To help cover the costs of running this podcast, you may hear some ads. But if you prefer not to hear ads or this message, there's a link in the show notes to subscribe to Premium. This also gives you access to bonus podcasts. You can listen right here on your favorite podcast player, and it's only a few dollars a month.
Fun Fables Fan Fiction. Wow, that's a lot of Fs.
Hey, it's the narrator boy here. The narrator man said since I've been a very good boy lately, I can use his microphone today. Oh, what a treat. So I thought I'd read out some fan fiction that's been sent in. There's been quite a lot lately.
Hello, my name is Caitlin, and I live in Australia, which is in Melbourne, and I am 6 years old. I wrote this story, and the story is called The Boy and the River. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, here we go. Once upon a time, a boy went down to the beach to see a big rock. Wow, this story really does sound exciting, doesn't it? Oh, sorry, I'll just get on with it. There was a big river, and the big rock was on the other side of the river. Oh, wow, I wonder what happens next. Oh, just get on with it. Get on with it, narrator boy. Get on with it. Okay, here we go. The boy didn't know how to get across to the other side. He saw some wooden screws on the sand next to a hammer. He had an idea. His idea was to make a bridge. He banged and he bonged, and finally the bridge was complete. He could walk across the bridge. He then saw a girl. The girl was making a sandcastle. Hello, what's your name? The girl said,
My name is Layla. What's your name?
My name is Jeff, he said. I'm going to see the big rock across the river. Do you want to come? Layla said yes.
Yes.
And they walked across the bridge to the beach and the big rock. They saw a beautiful blue shell. The end. Well, thank you, Caitlin. That was a great story. Our next story comes from Tilly.
Hi, I'm Tilly and I'm 7 years old from Melbourne, Australia.
Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Tilly. Tilly, that name does sound very familiar. Anyway, Tilly was about to turn 7. That's the same age as the girl that wrote this story. Her brother Theo wanted to find her the perfect present. He thought long and hard, but couldn't think of what to get her. Then he came up with a great idea. I'll buy her a fox, he said. So, he asked his dad to help him. His father said, You can't buy a fox! But Theo was adamant. So he went looking for a fox. Theo woke up from a big sleep. His sister Tilly was still sleeping. So, he woke her up.
Stop it, Theo! Go back to bed!
Said Tilly. No, said Theo.
Yes,
said Tilly. And so he told her it was her birthday today. Tilly woke up so surprised.
Is it really? It is. It really is.
Yeah, let's go and wake up Mum and Dad, said Theo.
Wake up Mum and Dad. It's Tilly's birthday, said the kids.
Later in the afternoon, it was cake time. Everyone sang happy birthday to Tilly.
Hooray! Hooray!
Blow out the candles, Tilly! Blow! Yay! They all shouted. Time to open your presents, Tilly, said Theo, Mum and Dad.
Oh, a fox! I always wanted one of those!
The end. Well, turns out Tilly got a fox for a birthday in the end, didn't she? Okay, looks like we have a couple more stories. Ready for another one?
Hi, my name is Felix. This is my story, The Very Sick Boy. I hope you enjoy it.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who had a big, big problem. So the boy went out to get some peppermint. But the only place with peppermint that he knew of was the place where there were lots and lots of volcanoes. The boy started to think about what he should do. The boy wanted not to be sick. He got a man to help him get a freezer so he could get some ice cubes to put on some clothes. Then he went out to get the peppermint. He went to the volcano that was almost melting the peppermint. The boy reached the top of the volcano, and he was so hot that he remembered that in his cupboard, all the way back at home, there was peppermint. The boy called a rescue helicopter to rescue him and bring him back home so he could get some peppermint. The helicopter was almost melting, but the boy took the ice cubes off his clothes and put them all over the helicopter. Then they flew home. And then the boy got the peppermint and brewed it into a tea. And he drank the tea and felt much better. So the boy danced. The end. Great story, Felix. And good thinking from the boy to bring ice to a volcano. Okay, time for one last story.
Hi, I'm Tammy.
And I'm Teddy. This is our story about Halloween. We love you in the rain, man.
Oh, well, isn't that lovely? I'll be sure to pass that on. Once upon a time, there was a cat called Gerald. And a dog called Face Masker. Face Masker was throwing a Halloween party and made a face mask for Gerald to wear. Gerald felt really good about his face mask, which was a tiger. Face Masker's face mask was a wolf. It was the night of the party and everyone had gathered at Face Masker's house. There was a duck dressed as a chicken, a horse dressed as a donkey, and a donkey dressed as a horse. Next door, the mermaids, Menda, Fixer, and James, were having their own Halloween party when they saw Gerald. James said, "Wow, we love your face mask. Where did you get it?" Gerald replied, "From Face Masker, who lives next door." And they said, "Come and join our underwater party." But Gerald said, "Oh, I do not like water. Do you have a beach?" And James said, yes, we do. So Gerald the cat, Face Masker, the dog, the duck dressed as a chicken, the horse dressed as a donkey, and the donkey dressed as a horse moved their party to Mermaid's Beach. They were having the time of their lives until Gerald spotted a big, huge, hungry shark. He squealed, "Shark!" But before anyone could run, the shark pulled off his mask and revealed a jellyfish named Poppy. Poppy joined the party and it was the best night ever. Well, what a great story. And what a relief Gerald and his friends didn't get eaten by that shark.
If you're looking for a calm and relaxing podcast to help you unwind at bedtime, why not try our brand new podcast, Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories? Just search Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories in your podcast player.